Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day. From the Order of Preachers around the world, today from the United States, we have Sister Connie Koch, a spiritual director and retreat director, and the promoter of preaching for the Dominican Sisters of Hope. Sister Connie lives in Mount Vernon, New York, and her preaching today is entitled, Sent in Truth.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Lifting up his eyes to heaven, Jesus prayed, saying, Holy Father, keep them in your name that you have given me, so that they may be one just as we are one. When I was with them, I protected them in your name that you gave me, and I guarded them, and none of them was lost except the Son of Destruction, in order that the Scripture might be fulfilled. But now I am coming to you. I speak this in the world so that they may share my joy completely. I gave them your word, and the world hated them, because they do not belong to the world any more than I belong to the world. I do not ask that you take them out of the world, but that you keep them from the evil one. They do not belong to the world any more than I belong to the world. Consecrate them in the truth. Your word is truth. As you sent me into the world, so I sent them into the world, and I consecrate myself for them, so that they may also be consecrated in truth. The Gospel of the Lord. Often when we anticipate the loss of a loved one or reflect upon their memory in our lives, we tend to hold on to the moments that revealed the true gift of their life. We remember their words and the lessons they taught, or significant moments that we shared and which spoke of our relationship. We cherish their faith in God and how they shared that faith with others. Here today in the Gospel of John, we listen to Jesus' prayer for his disciples, and I suggest his prayer for all of us. He is about to depart from this earth and be glorified with his heavenly Father. He prays for the protection of all of us and for our dedication to his word and to truth. He is actually praying for the divine unity of humanity with God. There seems to be no distinction between those he knew in his earthly ministry and we who would come after. If I was sitting at the table with him, I would want to hold on to and remember every word, especially when he asked the Father not to take us out of the world, but keep us from the evil one. I don't know about you, but never before have I become so aware of the presence of evil in our world. I am drawn to pay much more attention to his words, which seem like a last will and testament. Jesus prays, I ask you, Father, to consecrate them in the truth. Your word is truth. Now we are left to ponder his words and attempt to pray on our own for the grace and strength that comes from God, continuing to trust in this oneness into which we are drawn. We immerse ourselves in this word of God and contemplate the presence of God's Spirit within us and around us in all creation. Can we actually become who we have been called to be? Contemplative active and active contemplative. We are drawn into Jesus' prayer for deeper unity. We begin to realize that he never expected or wanted divisions among us. Yet they have and continue to confound us. They are in church and in government, in customs and cultures. They are systemic racism and among socioeconomic disparities. They are in arguments over who is allowed in and who are kept out. Confusion around the right to life and the sacredness of all life. Access and the lack of access. And who should get food, water, and medical care when all need food, water, and medical care. Jesus' prayer is that all may be one. His desire is for a deeper unity among all. His prayer ends with these powerful words, "As you sent me into the world, so I send them into the world, and I consecrate myself for them, so that they also may be consecrated in truth." His prayer is his message, and his message is clear, and his mission is ours.